Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, a week from today, Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens will be exhibiting at the New Home and Remodeling Show in downtown Grand Rapids, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think it's the 17th through the 19th. I'll be there moderating some speaker events.
So that sounds like an opportunity right there if you want to learn about homes and you want a chance to go heckle Jop while he's up on the big stage.
Yeah.
I highly recommend doing that
because
I won't be able to make it, and somebody needs to be there to call BS.
Keep me in check. Is that how that works? But anyway.
There's all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, but Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are all over that show. You'll find me in the booth there, and stop by and say hi. But anyway, Bob, back to the show. I misspoke. I said we were going to talk about pork loin, but we already did that.
We did.
So let's
Jumped the shark.
Let's go to the big old beef off the back of what Tim Sobey was talking about there.
Yes, and the beef loin, I love doing big chunks of meat, which is why you and I decided that we would do this whole loin show because, I mean, I think maybe when you get older, you get lazier and you just – after you've done this as long as we've done it, you just don't want to have to work so hard on every piece of meat. The set it and forget it really kicks in, and then it's cocktail hour, and you really rather sit back and enjoy a nice glass of scotch and a cigar than stand at the grill and fuss and primp and choke over the smoke.
Right. It is the year of the smoke, though.
It is, but I don't want to have to stand in it so much like – sometimes I have to when I'm doing a big crowd. So
we have a friend that goes to church with us. Dave is his name. And Dave and his son just bought a chunk of beef loin. And they did it. They cut it into inch and a half thick steaks. And they did it in a reverse sear. And he said that turned out fabulous. So picture yourself with a T-bone or a porterhouse, which comes off that beef loin. And they put it on indirect heat and got it up to about 90 degrees internal temperature, just slow with a little bit of smoke, and then put it on ramped, and it was on a pellet grill, right? So they set the pellet grill low, brought this up to 90 degrees, he said, and then they pulled them, turned the pellet grill up to high, and I guess whatever kind he has, got it to like 500 degrees in there over the searing part of the pellet grill. And then he put them back on there and brought them to the 125 because they both liked them medium rare. And it just put a little crisp on the outside. But that only took 3 or 4 minutes on a side. So they said, but that slow process, bringing it up to 90 slow.
And I'd say you could go even up to 110 if you wanted to.
Right.
Which is a good temperature. My gauge says bring it to 110, then go direct. Because now you've only got 25 degrees to go. You're not going to ruin the outside trying to get your center up 25 degrees. Your hot juices in that muscle are already moving around like madmen. It's like a microwave where they excite the atoms. It's the hot juices in that muscle are already doing that, so you're not going to have such a battle like you will when you throw a cold piece of meat on there and you're exciting the outside of it with all this temperature and the inside's going, leave me alone, I'm sleeping in this morning.
Right.
No. You've already taken 2 hours and gotten the center of it to wake up. It's like a teenager, right? Get his butt out of bed. And you like the analogies. It's really, we've been there.
Rampant.
Yeah.
It's rampant.
I've got the analogies. You've got the segues.
Right.
We've got everything covered. Either way, it's 2020, year of the smoke. It's the Grilling Guys. Check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And I'm on Instagram as well. So you can follow our crazy antics and maybe catch some recipes or some great photos of some food that either turned out great or maybe not so much.
Right. And you know what? It happens to the best of us.
Does.
It really
and
does.
And the worst of us.
So back to this beef loin. We've got a little gig coming up on the 20th. Bob and I go to the same church, and we're going to talk about the cooking the whole loin in the last segment of
That's
the show.
Right. So this loin thing, one of the great things you can do is you can take and smoke that loin in advance. Let's say you're going to have 10, 15 people coming over and you have a small smoker, okay? Well, and I'm going to go down to Sobeys, and I'm going to buy two of these. I'm going to call them beef loin, because you heard Tim talking about it. That's either going to be a porterhouse or a T-bone, but you're just taking the loin out of there, or ribeye. So
rib roast almost.
Without the rib, right. Or with the rib. But let's say you have the rib detached, like some of us like to do. So you take that whole loin, rub it, smoke it, and bring it up to 110. I like that number. Pull it off and put it right in the refrigerator. Cool it down instantly. So it stops at 105, 110. Wrap it in some aluminum foil, throw it in the fridge, or set it on a rack in the fridge so it cools faster, because you don't want it to dally around in the danger zone. And then refrigerate it overnight, and then do your other one, throw it in there, refrigerate it overnight. Now you've got two big muscles staged and ready to go to battle for those 14 people that are coming over, that you, being that grilling guy, want to serve them the best steak they've ever had. So your wife says, I had a $100 meal last night. Or your friend's wife says, I had a $100 steak last night. Like right. My wife said to me a couple nights ago, she said it to my daughter. It was the best thing I could have heard.
Right.
And I grill all the time. And I'm used to, you know, getting accolades. And I'm used to getting the crap when I screw it up, too.
Right.
My wife's really fussy now. She's so spoiled, it's ridiculous. You know, if it's not, like, perfect.
Yeah, where's she at the next 2 weeks? Yeah, oh, yeah, Florida, so, and you're not.
So, I'm just saying, we all do this because we want to make our guests or our family feel like, man, he really treated me.
Right.
That was awesome.
Yep.
Just like, you know, taking your wife's car down to the gas station and filling it up and washing it and doing those little things. You like to pamper the babe.
Right.
And you want to pamper your friends and their kids and families and wives when they come over. So you go through, and I know, Jop, you do this religiously. You go through huge pains to make these great little side dishes and stuff
mm-hmm.
that are very cool. You've turned me on to a lot of cool little side dishes and stuff that, I mean, are just something you're not going to get at Mr. Burger.
That's right. And the key to this, guys, is you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your taste buds are third.
Right.
If it doesn't smell good and look good, you probably aren't going to have your mouth watering for it.
It's a bigger battle.
Right.
Yeah.
But, boy, so, if you can make it look like that
yes.
and smell good before you ever get a bite, you're more than halfway there.
So the long way around the block here for me, you've got these two big pieces of meat. You cooled them off yesterday. They're nice and cold. Now you pull them out on your butcher block today. Your friends are coming over. Now you can cut those into the size steaks you want. The outside is already smoked, but they're only at 105, 110 center when they were pulled. So they have a ways to go before you get rid of all that blood, right?
Right.
So you cut them into your steaks. You put some oil and seasoning on them. I'd season them and then throw a nice oil, your favorite oil, or bacon grease, or whatever you like on them. I'm a bacon grease fan now. And then throw them on your grill, and now grill them to perfection. And you've got the best of both worlds. You have a big, beautiful ribeye that is smoky on the outside, grilled marks, seared to perfection, salted, you know, all that stuff that makes you feel like a man.
And it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, you feel like a man. Jop feels like a man right now, I'll tell you what. And this one's for him. If you do not sweat, it's not a sport. People sweat during beer pong, though, Jop, so
yeah.
That's still a sport.
Right. Yeah, I even sweat playing golf. I don't sweat so much watching on TV, but, you know, on a nice hot day, you're going to sweat playing
sweat
golf.
Driving a NASCAR.
Yeah. But anyway, so beef is my favorite thing on the grill, and bar none, it's the best cut for me.
I thought shrimp would be your favorite.
No, you know, beef and shrimp are great, but no.
How about lobster?
No.
We got to do a seafood show coming.
No, I don't see us doing a seafood show.
We have to get Scott from Superior in here and do a seafood show,
no.
Because I would love to show you a few favorite things with lobster on the grill. I just lobster on the barbie.
You know, most of the time for me, it's overcooked and it's a little rubbery, and I just don't.
Well, then
I just don't deal with it.
See, you shouldn't be overcooking it.
Yeah, well, that's because I don't do it enough.
It's a cockroach of the ocean. Come on, give it a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of shrimps on the barbie, a little shout out to our friends down in the land down under, because that fire is just,
oh man,
it's whacking all the koala bears, and they're a wonderful little animal in case you've never seen
one.
Yeah,
right. Coming up next, we've got a special thing we're going to be doing in another week, and we're going to tell you how we're going to do it. Stick with us. We'll be back.